Hello, my sweet. Thank you for taking some time to spend with me today. For this month's affirmations, I wanted to revisit the self-love talk. And the reason for that is shortly after I had posted the last self-love affirmations, a couple of weeks later, one of my listeners contacted me and said, I've been listening to these for over 2 weeks and I don't feel any different. I don't feel any self-love. And I was a bit taken aback for a moment and paused on it, thought about it for a couple of days before I responded. And when I did, what I told them was that that was their choice. And during that time I was thinking about it, it really, really came to light that we don't realize that we have a choice. We don't realize everything is a choice. As we move through life, we are activities of consciousness. With that, all there is choice. We choose what to love. We choose what defines us. We choose what doesn't define us. We choose what we don't love. It goes both ways. And I don't say that as though that was their fault. Not at all. It's more that we really have to get even a little bit deeper, a lot deeper, actually, to realize that it is your choice to love yourself. It's also your choice to define loving yourself by, say, oh, when I make this much money, I'll love myself. When I drive this car, I'll love myself. When I can afford that house, I'll love myself. When I can lose weight, I will love myself. That's a choice. The other choice you have, which is a beautiful one at that, is not allowing any of that, those externals, those nouns, those items, to define you. You can just choose to love yourself right now. That is the first thing that we have complete choice over. And only each of us can make that decision. Because we are activities of consciousness. And I think in some ways, we've been brought up to think that self-love is being egotistical, being arrogant, being too much. Oh, I don't love myself. I mean, I'd be full of it. But no, if you don't love yourself, you truly can't love anything else. At least not unconditionally. And by that, I mean, say you get into a relationship, and in the beginning, it's beautiful and you feel like that person really completes you and they're teaching you things. They're teaching you to love yourself, perhaps, or so you think. And then the novelty of that newness wears off and it starts to feel a little bit more like work. Still like them, still love them, but it's not the same. And then it might get a little bit harder, more challenging each time you see them. And then can come in the blame. Well, I did feel that way, but you don't make me feel that way any longer. And it's your fault. Well, that's where the work comes in. It's not their fault. It's your choice. So that's what I'm going to leave you with for this month for affirmations. It's only one, but you have to do the work. So take a deep breath. In through the nose, out through the mouth. And I want you to do it two more times. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Really opening yourself up. One more deep breath in. And now I would love for you to say it out loud. And if you can't, at least inside in your mind, I choose to love myself wholly and completely every second of every day. Repeat this as many times as you can and as often as you need. You will feel a shift. You just have to do a little bit of the work. I realize as I'm speaking here that this is very different than you were probably expecting. But this comes from a place of love. And oftentimes, those of you that contact me and say, I really feel your love in your words. The reason you feel my love is because you have that love in you. And with that, that presence means you are more than capable of completely loving yourself and therefore loving others, everything, as we should. I know it might be a lot to accept right now, a lot to hear, but don't look at it as a whole picture. Start with yourself. What do you love about yourself? If you can't look at it wholly, what do you love about yourself? It can be anything. And go from there. Small shifts all lead to a big one. And that's what really matters. Because you are incredible. And you deserve it. And I'm really proud of you for listening to this and for being with me, as well as honored, so honored. So thank you. I love you, my sweet. Have a beautiful day.